My next guest is a Vancouver-based parent coach, the Compassionate Parent Coach, and the topic at hand, do parents, in fact, pick favorites? Marjorie Healy is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, this was a study that shows, and I think it looked mainly at moms, but that parents, whether they admit it or not, they do tend to choose one child, or not choose, perhaps that's the wrong word. They tend to perhaps appreciate some of the characteristics of one child over the other.
Yeah, I think that you can definitely connect sometimes more easily with one of your kids over another. And that could simply just be because they might be easier to parent or they might be more similar to your personality.
Why is it so taboo for a parent to say that out loud, though?
I think that if your child picks up on you or feeling this way, that could be very damaging to your other child's self-esteem. So I think if it's happening, instead of just talking about it and trying to find ways to connect with the child that you're having trouble bonding with, we're not saying anything at all.
Have we had studies or have we looked at whether it's, you know, moms connecting with daughters or sons more or dads connecting with daughters or sons, and does gender play a role?
I don't think gender does play a role. I think that dads tend to connect more with sons based on values. So, for example, if the first son goes to university and that's something that they strongly value, or they see them heading in that direction, they'll definitely feel more connected to that child because they're doing something that they really, you know, find impressive in life and they appreciate. Whereas I think a mom might base her connections more emotionally, and they'll look at, you know, that, you know, whether it was the way they breastfed the baby or if they didn't breastfeed the baby or if they had postpartum when the baby was born. Sometimes those early day connections can play a longer-term role.
And I guess also in some parents, you might see yourself more in some child. And again, it's not that you're choosing to like that child more, but you might just respond more to what you're seeing and what you're getting back.
Absolutely. And it's really funny because sometimes when you have a very stubborn parent and you have a very stubborn child, they're actually very similar, but because like attracts like, they butt heads sometimes, which I find very interesting.
Exactly. Some of the study results or a poll that was done showed that 16% of Canadian parents admitted to having a family within the family or a favorite within the family. In the UK, much higher, 34% of moms, 28% of dads. Is it a cultural thing that it's different? It's more acceptable, I suppose, in the UK to say it out loud?
I think that I don't know for sure if it's a cultural difference, although I do find that Canadian families are very reserved and quiet about what happens behind closed doors. That's what I'm finding. We walk out our front door and we put our best face on, and yet behind closed doors, a lot's going on that we're afraid to say. So sometimes when I get a call, you'll hear a lot and they'll think that they're very abnormal about some of the struggles they're facing, yet because I get a lot of these calls, I want to tell them, you're actually very normal. This happens all the time.
Which I think must be reassuring for some. People like to hear that.
They do like to hear that. They don't want to hear that they're alone and struggling. That's why I love mom groups. You know, very early on, having those groups is very important. Having that supportive, connective community means a lot to parents.
You talked a bit as well about how damaging it could be if a child thinks that their brother or sister is the favored one. What about the dynamic? Because, I'm a baby, I'll fully admit that. And in my family dynamic, it was always, oh, the baby gets favored. And I never really bought into that. The baby gets treated different, but every child, depending on birth order, gets treated a little bit differently.
Absolutely. My dad's favorite comment was to treat you equally, we have to treat you differently. Because each child is different. And as a child, when I used to hear him say that, that was very lost on me. But as an adult, having three boys of my own, it's not lost on me at all. I have identical twins, and they're very different. And I need to treat them differently at different stages in their development because they need different things. So I think one thing parents can do is help celebrate each child's uniqueness and make them see why their differences make that family dynamic wonderful and great, because they're all different in great ways, and we're just not celebrating it enough.
And kids would pick up on that as well, and not to use the word damaging too much. But again, I suppose it's making sure that kids know that, yeah, your relationship, each relationship is different. Each kid is different to parents. It's going to be, and it's not a question of favoring one or liking one better than the other. It's just different.
It is just different. And I think that's why having that one-on-one time with your children is so important. So take them out on dates. Take your 8-year-old out for lunch or for a hot chocolate, or, you know, spend that one-on-one time building Lego with your child. Those experiences are what help you build that relationship and not feel that way.
Well, plus it's also, and I don't have kids, I have great nephews and a niece, but I find, and I get, parents are busy. You probably don't have, parents might hear that and think, okay, because I have so much time to take my 8-year-old out to lunch. But it is so much different having one-on-one time with a child when you take out the dynamic of the bickering with the sibling and whatnot. And when it's one-on-one time with an adult, I find you learn so much more. They open up. They're free to talk about things. They're not getting interrupted by their sibling. It is completely different time.
Absolutely. And you know what I'd say to the busy parent, that, you know, you really need to look at the quality and the quantity factor. It doesn't have to be a really long time. If you can't take them out for lunch, you can spend 10 minutes, you know, sitting with them, just chatting or playing a game of cards or shooting hoops in the backyard, because you start to learn a lot when you have that one-on-one time with them.
What do you say to parents that might be feeling guilty or might be feeling bad, saying, hey, look, I totally connect with this child more than this one?
Yeah, I think that to the parent who's feeling guilty, that's a hard one, because the parent who's feeling guilty is the parent who's also consciously parenting. That's the parent who's so invested that they're feeling as though they might not be doing the best job they can be doing. So I find it ironic that, you know, the most guilty parents often are the most involved parents. So again, you know, if they're feeling guilty about not connecting, they need to look at that child and ask that child, if you had 10 minutes with mommy, what would you do? And it's so simple as to find that out and then just go and do it with them.
Exactly. And I suppose if future parents are considering having kids and this is a huge issue for you, just have one.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think it's good to know your limits. I think that if you have one child and that feels plenty and full, and, you know, it feels like your family's complete, then stop there. And if it doesn't, then, you know, continue. I think that's a really individual thing. But something I often ask parents is to picture your relationship with your child when they're 25. Picture yourself sitting across a dinner table or having coffee with your child, and what are you doing now to cultivate what that relationship looks like then? And that's a, you know, a really key question to ask yourself.
Exactly. Looking to the future, what will it look like? A great question. Marjorie, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. That is Marjorie Healy, a Vancouver-based parent coach, the Compassionate Parent Coach. If you're a parent and you want to write in, don't worry. I won't out you on the air. I won't say your name or anything. Do you have a favorite child? And perhaps favorite is the wrong word. Do you find yourself drawn to one child over the other, or you just connect better? It's not a bad thing. You can reach us weekendnews@cknw.com if you want to weigh in on the conversation.